about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, there may be a genital herpes vaccine. So far, it has succeeded in a mid-stage trial. Genital herpes. Do we need a vaccine? Who would get it? I'm excited about this one. We'll talk about herpes. All right. I also want to talk about this test where you can hopefully determine if you need to go to the doctor by using this app at home. I don't know how excited I am about that one, but it's definitely worth talking about. A bunch of stories we didn't get to also is there's a little trick on what to do if you are at a buffet and how to elicit some self-control. So we'll talk to you guys about that, as well as people having surgery to prevent diabetes. What surgery is it? Does it really work? All right, but as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently apps are the big thing. I haven't really developed an app. I mean, we have the Dr. Dahlia Show app on iPhone and Android. I just haven't had time. I would love to develop one. That's something that I need some of my peeps to help me with, but apparently researchers report that it may be possible to click on an app that you answer two questions about your symptoms to find out whether a seriously sore throat is actually strep. Those questions would be, do you have a cough, and have you had a fever in the last 24 hours? Now, study author is Dr. Andrew Fine, a pediatric emergency medicine specialist at Boston Children's Hospital. High fevers are a hallmark of strep infections, coughs or not. So you see, if you have a cough while you have the sore throat, that can mean more viral. But if you just have throat and high fever, because with strep throat, it's that streptococcal bacteria that is designed to invade, infect, and grow on your throat. Bacteria a lot of times will hit that one spot and cause you to be sick as it infects. Virus, however, usually comes with a plethora of symptoms. So, you know, somebody would come in and say, well, I have a cough, so I think I need an antibiotic. Yeah, but you also have a sore throat. Do you have sinus congestion? Is your nose running? Yeah. So with all that, then, you know, the doctor says, sorry, it's viral. See you. And then somebody like, but I need the antibiotic. Or you get a secondary infection or something happens. But that's a very easy way for us to tell if you have a viral versus not. Remember, bacteria, it's just like an abscess. They'll fester. It'll grow. Yeah, the infection has to be walled off for an abscess. But bacteria usually try to hit one body part unless they seed. Sometimes you could get a sepsis where you could have a pneumonia and the bacteria gets into the bloodstream and then the bacteria now is in your bloodstream. That's a whole nother story. But usually like a sinus infection, your sinus is hurt. An ear infection, it's just your ear. A throat infection, it's just your throat. That's usually how these bacteria present. Now, mind you, some of you guys may actually cough from a sore throat, because now you're having extra discharge, or your body is sensing it as inflammation, and that could be a defense mechanism. So I have had strep throat patients have a cough as well, right? Or your smokers or your asthmatics. Now they're compromised, so they end up having some respiratory issues. So mind you, this is an all or nothing. It's not 100%, but, you know. Anyway, a new study of more than 70,000 patients with sore throats, those two questions and an accounting of how common strep infections were within a local area, ruled out cases of strep throat almost as well as actual lab tests. According to co-study author Dr. Kenneth Mandel, professor of bioinformatics at Harvard, he says this enables us to use the best of time. If we determine that you're low risk, most cases will not have an important complication from strep anyway, then you can be followed clinically rather than come in for a test right away, and you may improve. Remember, right now at the forefront of research, okay, is not making more antibiotics, making more cancer drugs, whatever. The forefront of research that you and I are seeing in the media is how to prevent you from going to the doctor. Okay? Government has figured out a way to help lower healthcare costs. And that's by, of you know, hoping that you avoid the healthcare system entirely. If you don't need to go to the doctor, we will save money on healthcare costs. You see? I mean, economically, they got a point, but that's not really what we want. We want to be able to go to the doctor. That's right. We don't have a problem with high costs of milk, per se, or gas, if you and I don't go and buy it. Right? I won't complain to the government or vote in a Republican. This is what the government is thinking. If I don't go to the gas tank to begin with, or if I'm not going and purchasing the milk and finding that it's $3.50 a gallon, if I don't have to purchase the milk, I won't complain. If I don't go to the doctor, then I won't complain about the cost of going to the doctor. See? Simple. So they want your iPhone app to determine. Now, this is where I have a problem with some of this, okay? A lot of us, we get sore throats. What, 15 million Americans, according to WebMD, get sore throats a year. 70% of them get antibiotics, all right? This is according to the Infectious Disease Society of America. Here's my problem. You have a sore throat, and it's really starting to bother you now. So you go on your little app or your doc in a box or whatever they want us to later use, and you punch in, I have a sore throat for 2 days. Okay, you don't have the ability to go, no, you know what, look, come to think of it, I think I might have had a sore throat for months, but I'm really noticing it the last couple of days. Now, that's a conversation you'd have with your doctor, but it's not a conversation you could have with your app. So your app, you're like, 2 days sore throat. Do you have a cough with it? Yeah, I've kind of been coughing. Okay, you don't need to go to the doctor. Now, that conversation would be completely different in my office. Okay, this sore throat, did it start 2 days ago, or when would you say your sore throat started? Well, I think it started last Easter. Easter? I mean, yeah, I've had bad days and good days, but it goes away. So I'm here now because maybe I need an antibiotic. Are you coughing at all? Yeah, I got a little cough with this. Okay, now, yeah, that may just be viral, but what about a throat cancer? Okay, you cannot make a doctor out of an app. Can't do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I saw this. One of you had sent me this article on how to drop a dress size in a half an hour, I guess. It's called Hit Girl. Apparently, this is supposed to be a very intense training. There's supposed to be some pretty big fat-burning, shall we say, action going with this. Guess it's high-intensity interval training. You join these exercise classes depending on your fitness. You have a trainer telling them when to work hard, when to take short rests. You're barefoot. There's a giant timer. It tells you when to work out really rough and then when not to, having these bursts. You also do burpees. You guys know how to do the burpees, right? Where I guess you kind of crouch down with your knees, then you spread the knees back, or you push the knees back, then you bring the knees back, and then you stand up. Those are called burpees, press-ups, sit-ups, things like that. All right. Now, you know, some of you ask, you know, do these really, really work? I mean, here's the thing. Okay, dropping a dress size in a half an hour. Okay, I think that's overextending it. But I got to be honest here. These high-intensity workouts that we're hearing about And we're starting to see more news on, you know, where if you do a quick burst of exercise, it helps with your metabolism. We're starting to find more and more of that to be true. Now, mind you, I don't want you doing anything high intensity unless we know your hearts can handle it. We want to make sure you're not walking around with a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and then you drop dead from a high workout. So make sure your heart can handle anything like this. But we're starting to find, and we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago, that an hour-long workout, I've now upped my workouts to an hour. They're a lot more less intense. You know, there's a lot of walking with it. But so I'll do an hour workout, walk maybe 3 miles on the treadmill, throw some incline in it. I can't do too much because I threw my back out when I tried to do higher. And, you know, that workout is not going to do the same that we're finding in studies than like a 15-minute power workout. Now, I always found this to be true when we used to run. If I would run for 15 minutes up and down hills when I lived in Reno, I was in great shape. I had no triglycerides hardly at all. I think I had 44 triglycerides. That was my triglyceride level, 44. That was the best in the class, right? I had very low body fat. I was greatly toned. And that was just a 15-minute workout a day. That was it. I ran for 15 minutes, and that was it. That is all I had to do. And it was easy because I only had to get in my 15 minutes. What stopped me was when I blew my knee out skiing. But then as soon as that healed up, I started running again. And then you start, you know, you're in the wards and all that other stuff, and you're walking around. But it's funny because the walking around all day at work doesn't seem to do the same for your metabolism or your weight loss as a 15-minute or even a 10-minute spurt. Now, why is that? All right, well, maybe you do build enough muscle. Maybe you do reset your metabolism clock. I mean, in the olden days, you wouldn't jog marathons. In caveman days, you would run sprints to get the zebra or the lion or whatever the hell you wanted to eat. All right? You know, the body, I think, enjoys smaller bursts and sprints than it does long exercise. Now, with these exercise machines, it's cool. You know, I could watch a Walking Dead rerun. It's 45 minutes. Right, because you fast forward through the commercials, or Netflix doesn't have commercials. Oh, by the way, speaking of Netflix, looks like Blockbuster's closing all their stores in January. I got to talk about that. I got to find that report. Blockbuster, who used to be Blockbuster when it came to movie rentals, apparently Netflix has pushed them out. So we're going to talk about that too. But yeah, okay. So Netflix, no commercials, 45 minutes. Okay, so maybe I do 45 minutes plus an extra 15 minutes cool down or whatever. I don't seem to get the same bang for my buck as I do with these 15-minute bursts. And so, you know, when you see these things, like, you know, my listener sent me this, you know, can you really lose a half a dress size? One thing I have noticed is when I have done heavy workouts, you start to feel twitches after. Okay, I like to think it's little fat cells popping, right, because the fat is gone, but it's really not that. Okay, you still have certain muscle twitches. These muscle twitches that you get from high intensity are still burning ATP. They're still burning energy. Remember I talked to you guys about finishing your sweat? I learned that in the 80s, where after you worked out when you were sweating, the coach would say, don't all run to the showers, because if your body is still trying to cool down, and finish the, you know, and if your body's still trying to cool down, you're still giving off heat, you're still metabolizing, you know, it makes sense. Let your body cool itself down. Now, of course, you want to wash it off because you don't want to get acne and things like that, so you still take a shower. But finish your sweat. It's something we learned in the 80s, and that was true. And I always let that happen. I would wait before I took a shower. I would wait a couple minutes. Luckily, nobody was around when I got back to my apartment from running. But it's a smart thing to do. Okay, you got the little eccrine glands, you got your apocrine glands, you burn ATP. So absolutely, these high-impact exercise regimens, these short ones, I mean, if I could get you guys to watch, let's say you're watching the morning news, if I could get you to run in place for 15 minutes a day, then go take a shower, then go to the office, and that counts as your workout, I'm sure you guys are going to see something. I mean, you don't have to do hour-long workouts. You really don't. You don't have to ruin your knees. You don't have to blow out an aneurysm. Of course, you got to make sure your heart checks, your hearts look good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So diabetics are getting surgery. Surgery seems to fix everything, doesn't it? Fixes drooping boobs, fixes drooping eyelids, takes out the bad gallbladder. Well, surgery can cure diabetes. We are starting to see more and more people choose bariatric weight loss surgery because they're finding that the bariatric weight loss surgery is curing them from diabetes as opposed to diet, exercise, and medication controlling the diabetes. People don't want diabetes. And I have to agree with you. When my dad died, my dad was a diabetic, but a very controlled diabetic. Doesn't matter. He still dropped dead. He still had the artery clogging. Now, he was never overweight, so he really wouldn't have been. Maybe he was a little pudgy. He had some ups and downs with his weight. Not enough to qualify for bariatric surgery. But for those of you going, look, I could control the diabetes, or I could be rid of the diabetes, I get you. I get you. I see why you want to go for the other. Now, keep in mind, you'll still have artery clogging. You'll still have those sticky plaques on the arteries, okay? But you're less behind the eight ball if you don't have the diabetes diagnosis. Now, bariatric weight loss, it's not without the risks. But damn, I am seeing patients who were on 3 diabetic medications, 4 blood pressure medications, off all meds. This bariatric surgery is amazing, and we only recommend bariatric surgery to those who have tried everything else. And no sense doing bariatric surgery when you could do, you know, Weight Watchers. Or my husband's weight loss plan that I have on my website at drdahlia.com. If that works for you, you don't need to. Okay? My husband and I have never, ever even been at the weight where we would have even needed the bariatric because we've been able to do these other things. But some of you guys are dealt a bad hand when it comes to body shape, body size, and metabolism. And so I do not think it's a cop-out to go and get weight loss. A lot of you think, you know, say family members aren't supporting you, your doctor not supporting you. They're saying you're going, you know, going for surgery. It's a cop-out. But I understand, having been a woman and failed lots of diets, it's tough, and I never had the metabolism my size 2 friends did or still do. They could eat 2.5 pieces of pizza and still be a size 2. I look at the pizza, I gain a pound. So no, there's hormones, there's a whole variety of different issues. 90% of patients in the United States with type 2 diabetes are overweight. Now we're talking about type 2 diabetes, we're not talking about type 1. This is independent. Losing weight does control the disease, but sometimes you need something to really reset the clocks. And by resetting those thermostats or those clocks, it may have to be something dramatic like bariatric. Now, on the flip side, we need to be careful. I've had a couple bariatric patients who did the older forms of gastric bypass, lost the weight so quickly. We, about a year or two later, started treating one for thyroid cancer, one for lymphoma. Now, they could have still gotten it whether they had the surgery or not, but I'm always a little nervous about overly drastic weight loss. I'd rather it still be a little bit more methodical and consistent. Because remember, bodies don't like shock. But sometimes that little bit of shock stops the diabetes. Just like electroconvulsive therapy with depression, sometimes the body needs a little bit of shock. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared. And help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping.
He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Movember, and I guess men are growing out their beards and mustaches as awareness for prostate cancer. See, guys are like, wait a second, this is cool. I don't have to shave. Nice. I don't have to shave for a month. This is awesome. All right. And good. I think it's great. You know, awareness of prostate cancer. I love it. Well, apparently a woman is doing that too. Sarah O'Neill from East Riding in England, being reported by Fox News, has polycystic ovarian syndrome and grows unwanted facial hair. Usually she uses a doctor prescribed facial cream to get rid of her facial hair. But for the month of November, she has decided to ditch the medicine and grow out a mustache and a beard. She has participated in Movember not only to help raise awareness for prostate cancer, but to raise awareness about her syndrome. She said, I had to accept that it was a medical condition that was just part of me. I now realize it's nothing to be ashamed of. I want people to understand I am not trying to be a man and that my facial hair is something that can't be helped. So Movember is a mashup of mustache and November. Movember is an international charity event that lasts through November. So no razors. You're supposed to grow out your mustaches, etc. And I know you guys asked me about my facial hair. Problem is I did whatever plucking I needed to, and I'm kind of good this month. I didn't even think about that. I could have let certain things grow. Matt Lauer and Al Roker, I guess, decided to undergo prostate exams live on the Today Show. They went into the examination room, it looked like. It didn't really look like, I only saw one of the videos where Matt Lauer went in. He went into the room was closed. So, I mean, it's not like they showed them bend over and have that happen. All right. But still cool that Matt Lauer and Al Roker actually went to the doctor to get that done. The host went to Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan, where Dr. David Samadi, a urologist, carried out a rectal exam on each of the men in an examination room off screen. Lauer came out, limped out after 34 seconds, said the procedure was quick and simple. It doesn't hurt at all. It is the best 30 seconds of your life? No. But if in 34 seconds the doctor could detect something that could save your life, what are we talking about? All right. I guess the procedure involves a manual digital examination of the prostate gland to see the size, the shape, how the lobes look, the firmness of it. Many of you say, nah, no prostate exam for me. No, thank you. And you say, just give me the PSA. The problem with that is a more common ailment that affects you guys when it comes to prostate is benign prostatic hyperplasia. An enlarged prostate. Now, I had a 47-year-old man that came into me a couple days ago who had trouble peeing. His prostate was so big that he couldn't urinate. So the PSA, yeah, you could run a prostate-specific antigen in the blood. That's fine, but it's not 100%. And then if you have a benign prostate gland, that could be growing and causing you to have difficulty urinating, well, then, you know, you're going to need surgery or something sometime, you know, or medication to start shrinking that. So the prostate exam is extremely important. Make sure to get that done. All right. They say 1 in 6 men can expect to be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. That's a lot. Look around you at work. Look around you on the street. 1 in 6. So if 5 cars drove past you, all right, and then comes another one, one of those guys are going to get prostate cancer. All right, so is there any way to make this more comfortable? Some of you ask, should you do anything beforehand? Should you empty your bowels, etc.? The problem is, this is my problem, okay? Some of you guys will, shall we say, try to, let's say, empty the stool. You'll do enemas, you'll do suppositories, and that could be very irritating in that area. Sometimes the more you do, the more you cause irritation. So I would say no, okay? Don't worry. We're expecting to see poop, okay? That's where poop comes out of. So don't try to clean it out and rotor-rooter it. No, it makes no sense. Katie Couric underwent a colonoscopy live on the Today Show, okay? Couric also had a mammogram live on TV in 2005. And I think it's nice when people, you know, say, look, you know, we're not above this. Just because we're stars, we're not above this. And as we know, stars get cancer. Stars get illnesses. HIV, thyroid cancer, pancreatic cancer, BRCA gene positive. So I like it. I think it's a good idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. If you are at a buffet, and you know how fruit is usually offered at the start of the buffet, right? They always put the less expensive type foods in the beginning so that you take less of the more expensive type foods. Well, they may also be doing it to help curb your appetite. They say if you started fruit in the beginning, it could possibly cause you to be less tempted by junk food and maybe even be more full later on. New research claims to have cracked, new research claims to have cracked how to resist temptation. It's about food order. Putting healthy foods first, like fruit and yogurt at the front of the buffet, could cause you to maybe take those rather than the heavy meals. Now, I really dig buffets, maybe because I only go to one a year, right? It's fun. You have all this type of food and all you can eat. But see, here's the thing also. Okay, the price of these buffets are getting very expensive. I remember in the olden days, we should say late 70s, early 80s, the Circus Buffet in Las Vegas. Okay, $2.99 for dinner, $1.99 for lunch, 99-cent buffet for breakfast. We are talking the olden days. Then maybe it went up to $4.99. Okay. Nowadays, a buffet is up at $24.95, $35.95. Some of these buffets are close to $80 a person that have shrimp. So what's unfortunate is you have people that want to get their money's worth. And so, you know, when you're going to a buffet, it's not the best place for a dieter anyway. So somebody's going to say, look, I'm not going to go to a buffet and eat salad. Why the hell did I go to a buffet for that? Just like fast food. It makes no sense for fast food to offer salads because that's not where you're going to get fast food. If you want to go to salad, you go to another place to get a salad. See? So the average person going to a buffet, now I understand sometimes you're at a conference and they'll have a buffet. And that's great. Just put the food out there that we need to eat, and that's great. But, you know, sometimes at these conferences are really boring, that you really need some meat. So you'll go for the fatty meat, right? Okay. So, it's a nice little trick, okay? Apparently how they tested this is kind of cute. The researchers were Dr. Brian Wansink and Dr. Andrew Hanks of Cornell University. All right? And they say that the first items they encounter end up making two-thirds of the plate. So this was a seven-item breakfast buffet. They had people attending a conference line up. There were two separate tables just over 50 feet apart, arranged in an opposite order. People didn't realize that it was in a different order. On one line, you had the cheesy eggs, the fried potatoes, the bacon, the cinnamon rolls. Then you had the low-fat granola, low-fat yogurt, and the fruit. On the other line, the order was reversed, so the fruit was first and the yogurt, etc. As they entered the dining areas, the 124 attendees were randomly assigned to choose their breakfast from one or two tables. And they were told they could only make one trip to the buffet line. Now, is that anxiety producing or what? Have you guys ever felt that anxiety? Right? The trip to the buffet line? Have you ever felt that anxiety? That anxiety is probably, insurmountable. All right. When it comes to any other meal sort of anxiety, you only get one trip. So, cheesy eggs. If I get a fat day, I love cheesy eggs with the potatoes all mixed in. I don't eat bacon, but I love cheesy eggs. Okay, so basically, 75% of people took the cheesy eggs when presented first. Only 28% took the cheesy eggs when they were offered last. All right, the first three food items counted by a person comprised 66% of their total plate. Yeah, see, that's the other thing, too. When you used to go to the Circus Buffet, that plate was about a foot and a half in diameter. Those were some big sucker plates. Because they just wanted you to go up once. Yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. European satellite is expected to plunge to Earth in the next few days, but of course nobody knows where it's going to land. Every now and then, don't we get a satellite that I guess is supposed to just fall back? The GOCE, G-O-C-E satellite, is expected, according to Daily Mail, to meet its fiery death in the next few days as it plunges to Earth, even though we have no idea where it's going to go. The Gravity Field and Steady State Ocean Circulation Explorer has been in its low Earth orbit for about 2.5 years on its planned mission. I guess 40 tons of space debris reach the ground per year, but the spread and size mean the risk of an individual being stuck is lower than being hit by a meteorite. Listen, I saw gravity. Debris scares me. They say this is called the Ferrari of space because it's so sleek looking. GOESE, or GOESE, has mapped variations of Earth's gravity with extreme detail. After more than 4 years on a mission, the one-ton satellite will fall rapidly through the atmosphere, burning up as it descends. I don't get that. Don't you go back out into the space, you grab the satellite, you bring it back down with you so then you could reuse the parts? I don't get this. You know, like when we're done with it, you just go and die somewhere. In an update earlier this week, the ESA Space Debris Office at GOESE was at an altitude of 192 kilometers, and it ran out of fuel on October 21. The spacecraft is still fully functional and with good attitude control, so they say interesting days lie ahead. I don't know much. I still don't get this. I still don't understand why they can't just bring it back. Makes no sense to me. During its mission, it has produced a unique model of the geoid, which is essentially a virtual surface where water does not flow from one point to another. The mission, I guess, came to a neutral end, ran out of fuel, and then they think it's going to start to slowly fall to Earth and then quickly fall within the 3 weeks of it losing its fuel. I'm sure it loses stool also. So I guess grab some umbrellas or something, but be careful out there. Now, in more space news, Lady Gaga is going to sing in space. Lady Gaga is planning to become the first recording artist to perform in zero gravity. What did you say? See, it's funny because with some of her songs, it doesn't sound like she's really on Earth anyway. Mother Monster seemed to confirm the news. Is that what she's called, Mother Monster? Gaga in Space 2015. She's going to sing at Zero G Colony, which is a 3-day high-tech musical festival at Spaceport America in New Mexico. It's going to be the world's first commercial spaceport. Hope they have bathrooms. On the third day of the event, Gaga will take off on board a Virgin Galactic spaceship. And that is what Gaga is going to do. You know, I got to admit, I mean, I really dig the music. I still don't get the whole, you know, the dresses and the whole artistry. But, you know, I understand she stands out. I mean, she knows how to market herself. But at least the woman's got some talent. She could sing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Let's talk about the herpes vaccine. Agenus Inc. said a trial of its experimental genital herpes vaccine reduced the rate at which patients released the virus, reducing the likelihood of infecting others. Shares went up 32% in pre-market trading. Wasn't Twitter supposed to come on the market today? It started out at 26, but then it jumped to the 40s per share. I don't know. I don't have the money to invest in the stock market. If any of you guys are benefiting from the whole Twitter, Facebook, IPO stuff, have at it. That's awesome. Anyway, I should be investing in medical stocks. I just think medical stocks isn't probably the best way to go with this whole Obamacare thing, unless it's something that we think is going to be allowed through Obamacare. The 15% reduction in the release of the virus by patients receiving the vaccine was great. It's pretty cool. The vaccine is called HERP-V, and it reduced the severity of the infection by 34%. Now, only 80 patients, I guess, was in this trial. They had a history of 1 to 9 herpes recurrences within the prior 12 months. Of them, 70 received the vaccine, 10 received placebo. That would suck if you got the placebo and then went off and had sex. HERP-V is being developed as an off-the-shelf vaccine. Not sure what that means. I'm sorry. It contains a Genesis QS21 Stimulon adjuvant. I know. You got to know what you're buying here. That's what it has. It has the QS21 Stimulon adjuvant that boosts the immune responses. So what they did is they tested the efficacy of the vaccine by measuring the release of the virus by patients 45 days before and after 3 injections of HERP-V. The majority of the patients also received a booster injection 6 months after the vaccine. Now, we know about genital herpes, right? It comes from the herpes simplex virus. There are two types of HSV, type 1, the oral herpes ulcers, and cold sores. Then you have the type 2, the genital. Even though type 1 could cause some genital lesions, type 2 could cause some oral lesions. For the most part, we've delineated it as type 1 is oral, type 2 is genital. Very contagious, and you keep it for life. They think about 776,000 people in the U.S. get new herpes infections annually, and one out of six people aged 14 to 49 have had an HSV-2 infection. All right, more data is expected in the first half of next year, and they are testing the QS21 Stimulon adjuvant, better known as Cusa-Suj, in combination with other vaccines. The shares were up at $3.16 before the bell trade, but then the stock closed at 2:40 on Wednesday from the NASDAQ. Probably what happens is we're like, well, is Obamacare going to pay for this? No. And so then they probably said, well, screw this. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I don't really know what they say on Wall Street. I was at Wall Street back in the 1990s. Walked by the World Trade Center, was able to go where the Dow Jones were. I was surprised how small that area is. The Dow Jones Industrial Center where they do the stock market, you know, that we see on TV, it's small. I was surprised. I was like, that's it? You know, I mean, I expected, you know, like Trading Places, how big it looked back then. Depression is the number two cause of disability worldwide. The number one cause, of course, is still back pain. This is being reported by the United States World Health Organization. The group looked at 2010 data and compared depression against over 200 other diseases and injuries as a cause of disability. And depression has come in second. Rates were highest in Afghanistan and lowest in Japan. So the World Health Organization has recently launched a global mental health action plan aimed at boosting awareness among policymakers. We're going to the next hour talk about depression. The idea that depression is the number two disability, it's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. And I'm wondering that maybe part of it could also be a misdiagnosis. I think many of us are lumping certain things into depression that probably shouldn't. So, no wonder it would then be the second. Do we really have all these people in a funk such that it comes in second after low back pain for disability? I think we do. We have a lot of people in a funk, but I think we have a lot of people that have an anxiety mixture in it or a bipolar mixture in it. And so we really need to separate what exactly is true depression versus some of these other issues. Now, with disability, okay, and disability policies or taking off work or not being able to work, low back pain is going to continue to be on the rise. Arthritis, hip pain, joint pain, that's going to be big. But depression is beating knee pain and hip pain and overall arthritis. That blows my mind. Low back pain we get. Okay, what about neck pain? Shoulder pain? Depression is beating all that. So we're going to talk about that. So don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang
me down in a little white church.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country.
But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.